This is CliffCentral.com.
It is my pleasure to welcome Mauritian in the studio. This time around, who are you hanging out with on this song?
That's Smile.
The song is called Smile.
No, the group is called Smile. Then the song is called Last Summer.
Last Summer.
Yeah.
Beautiful
Thank
song.
You so
beautiful
much.
Vocals.
Thank you.
So this is obviously a Smile song and they're featuring you.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Do you generally work together? Was it just for this project?
Well, we actually do work together now as well for my album that's coming out.
Okay.
So because both these boys are producers and, you know, they're songwriters. So it just made sense, you know, for me to, you know, work with them and collaborate a little bit more behind the scenes as well. So yeah.
That's so let's cool. just quickly zoom in on you as Mauritian. Where do you come from and what is your business with music?
Well, I come from a town called Stellenbosch, which is in Cape Town. I've been in the industry for about 11 years. I was with Jamali for about 10 years. So people probably know me from Jamali. That's like the bulk of my life. And I went solo about 2 years ago. All of us actually went solo.
Okay.
And I'm just enjoying the journey, man. Like reintroducing myself as a solo artist.
In terms of the sound, can we expect what we just had here on this song?
Very, very similar. It's kind of dance hall and soul. So, pretty much like that.
All right. Now, in terms of you, what the work you're doing at the moment compared to what you used to do with Jamali, how is it different?
Well, let's just say, you know, with the group, at the end of the day, it was a manufactured band. You know, we came from Coca-Cola Pop Stars and you clothed for the group and you packaged for the group and you're given a sound. So that doesn't mean that that's necessarily your sound or that's who you are as an individual. So, Jamali came, you know, with a package and Mauritian sound is very, very different, you know, from the whole, the pop sound. But obviously that's what people know, you know, me as the pop girl from Jamali, but my real sound is actually just, it's very soulful. It's all about, you know, the vocal, because, yeah, I consider myself, you know, a soulstress, so.
What have you learned in the industry? Having been
O'Neal, there's so many things I've learned. Mm-hmm. You know, firstly, I've learned about teamwork.
Yeah.
Let's start there, you know, and sisterhood. Developing in that group for 10 years, it was an amazing, amazing journey. I've also learned a lot about the business side of things, you know, that, you know, how you do dealings, especially with your managers and agreements. And those are the things that I really had to educate myself on, because as a female artist, you find that it's male dominated. So the industry So you find that they trying to steer you into, you know, something that you're not. Like, try and be a bit more like Rihanna or Emily Sunde or whoever. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with me just being me? You know, are you not interested to hear what I have, you know, to offer or to give? So those are the type of things that, you know, I've had to like deal with kind of in the industry and just navigating my way and just like kind of stay true to myself, which is why I wrote a song called Let Me Live My Life when I first broke out of, you know, the group and I went solo. It was really around that, you know, my journey with the music and the industry and, you know, the very ambiguous agreements that, you know, people make to kind of like protect themselves and not the artist. So it's a lot of those type of things that I learned. Yeah.
And are you still in touch with the rest of the group?
Yes, very much so. We sisters. We sisters, so we obviously, you know, like have a deep connection. Jackie is currently doing a lot of events, and also she's got a clothing line called the Jackie Collection. And Lidl's also doing, you know, music and doing a lot of performances with Benjamin Dube, you know, in the gospel field. Nice. So I'm quite chuffed that everybody's doing well and just happy all around.
If you just joined us, I'm hanging out with Mauritian, who's about to perform for us. You're performing song called Say What You Want.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say what I want to you.
Okay, yes. What is it that you want?
Too many things.
Okay, fine. Let's find out what she wants from me during this performance. Mauritian, ladies and gentlemen.
You can say what you want, but there's nowhere left to run. When the lights go down, and we're rolling back our hearts. The day I laid my eyes on you, couldn't wait to get closer. Wanna show you all I've got. I'm reaching out and touching you. I'm craving so much more. Yeah, you ought to believe in me. Then you gave me something to celebrate. You put the love where there's only hate. And I won't wait another day. Oh, yeah. You can say what you want, but there's nowhere left to run. And I know, yes, I know, that I had you from the start. When the lights go down, we're rolling back our hearts. And I know, yes, I know, it was worth it from the start. Day and night, every time, bring your loving over. Let me feel your deeper side. Don't turn your shoulder, step inside. Don't step away from me. Then you gave me something to celebrate. You put the love where there's only hate. And I won't wait another day. Oh, yeah. You can say what you want, but there's nowhere left to run. And I know, yes, I know, that I had you from the start. When the lights go down, we're rolling back our hearts. And I know, yes, I know, it was worth it from the start. What they thinking about us? While we be hitting up these sets on niggas hitting a bottle, thinking that they doing something like they hitting a model. While we be fucking diva bitches like it's going out of style. All great, they got me back with Nate. Man, you know we balling like it's sun in Arizona. Now we got them all in lines, and you know they can't wait. When we do it for the dog, man, it's just another day. Never die, and now see why. You still able to make moves even though you in the sky. And man, I gotta ask, when you gotta build with Pocket Roger, did you lay the hook in the first you from the start. When the lights go down, I'm rolling back our hearts. And I know, yes, I know, it was worth it from the start. Oh, baby, say what you want. I'm talking to you, O'Neal. Say what you want. Say what you need.
Look at Duncan.
Say what you want.
Like, I think I already know what I want. And I already got it in a way, you know. Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
So that's dope, man. So cool, so man. The album, is this what we're gonna find in the album?
Pretty much, yeah. Very dance holy, and you know, a lot of soul in there, because that's who I am. Yeah.
Alright, so let's just test you one more time.
Nah. Don't test me.
I love
please.
Doing this. I love doing this. Listen, we need to tap into your soulful side. Your sentimental side, your reflective side. So let's hear it over this. Mauritian.
If I cry, will you be there? Or will you just walk away? Oh, if I cry. cry, will you be there? Oh, will you turn, walk away? It's been 3 years down the line, and you're still saying the same things. No, I ain't got no time to deal with this no more. If you can see me cry, oh. If I cry, will you be there? Will you be there? Oh, if I cry, will you be there? Or will you just walk away? And that's all I've got for you. Oh, me. 'Cause I wanna talk a little more. Can't you see I'm crying? I'm dying inside. I'm dying to talk to you. Oh, me. Will you be here if I cry? Okay, so you'll be there.
Okay, guys, the show is done. I'm going home.
That's it's very over. Depressing, by the way.
I'm retiring
it was
from
so
the whole
depressing.
Thing. Oh, wow. I think this is.
I didn't know what to do. I was just like.
But, you know, I think it's important people know that it's not like we rehearsed this.
That's true. That's true.
I just played an instrumental and you started singing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You sound like somebody who is in pain. Oh. Tell me about that. Mm. Where do you go to in order to tap into that about yourself?
I think with most artists, it's your personal experience. It's your personal, you know, it's your evolution. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we all have sad stories and we all have happy moments, and those are the ones, you know, that's real, that's authentic when it comes to you. And Quincy Jones said something so powerful once. I mean, I was reading the Time magazine and it was like, you know, musician edition. And he was towards the end and he said that, you know, a lot of people can write a song, but the melodies come straight from heaven. And usually whatever I'm going through, that's the first thing that comes to me is the melody. I hear the music. I can't play instruments to save my life, by the way. But the melodies, they just come to me. I hear everything in my head. Like, clearly, I hear the sound, the strings, drums. I hear everything, like the thumping. And the words kind of just flow from there, you know? So,
have you ever wanted to quit at any point in your career?
I never wanted to quit. Mm. I think there was probably times when I felt like I was failing myself more than anything else, you know, like I wanted to give up on myself, you know, but I never wanted to quit the music because even if that didn't work, you know, wherever, I would still continue to do music. It's my outlet and all I want to do is inspire people and be that outlet for others, you know, let them, you know, feel what, you know, what I feel when I hear music, because my life is in music. If I look at it as like a scene, like even now talking to you, like, I hear music, even though there's music playing in the back. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Life for me is, it's everything is in music. Everything happens. Like, it's like a big musical to me. Like,
What has been the greatest lesson that you've learned growing up?
The greatest lesson growing up was, you know, I was a very introverted person. Didn't share a lot of myself or my music even. I just refused for anybody to even hear me sing. And I think that had a lot to do with, you know, your own insecurities, loving yourself. And that was one of the big parts, and it's still something that I struggle with till today. And just accepting yourself and be happy with who you are, because you can't be anybody else. Be happy with your music. Don't let anybody tell you that it's shit or, you know, that it's it doesn't work, or it doesn't sound, it comes from, you know, your soul. And that was one of the things that, you know, I struggled with for a long time. But now,
how do you keep yourself centered with everything else that's happening in the world? Everything else that's probably happening with your family.
Gratitude. Gratitude. And, you know, because, I mean, we're all going to experience a lot of negative things, you know, everywhere. But I think the one thing that keeps me centered really is the fact that I'm grateful for everything that I go through, good and bad, and that's pulled me through. Yeah.
In a dark room, you're all by yourself and it's quiet. There's absolutely no one else.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
There's no one else. What is going on through your mind?
When am I going to win that Grammy? Can't wait to get on that stage and perform. To win the Grammys, be that artist from South Africa. You know, that...
So you're ambitious.
Very ambitious. And, you know, I believe in the underdogs, you know, like... Because Jamali was the underdogs. You look at it, you know, we didn't win the competition. And to a large extent, you know, individually, we still kind of are that, you know. People don't know your real talent or your real gift. They don't know you. So until, you know, the right song, the right people, everything around you kind of like, you know, is just there and the universe aligns everything, you know, when it's the right time, I think that's the time when it will change and things will just blow.
Mauritian, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we introduce our next guest.
Thank
Lady
you.
Love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
Tell them who you are, they'll grant your wish for you.
We're back, and this song is called Stars.
That's right.
Is this your song or someone else's?
It's my song. Come on.
Okay, all right.
It's my song featuring DJ Ganyani.
Oh, yeah. So this is the single that
yes.
You're... Tell me about that. Interesting pairing there.
I know, DJ, right?
Ganyani. How did that happen?
Well, they actually came to me with, you know, the beat. Okay. And I had a friend, his name is Devin. Mm-hmm. He's also a songwriter, and he actually, you know, we were in studio together, and he played me the beat, and he's like, "Do you like this?" I'm like, "I think it's dope." And he's like, "Yeah, it's DJ Ganyani, and he wants like a female singer on it." And I'm like, "Well, you're looking at her, you know," type thing. And so he started writing, you know, Stars. Majority Devin wrote, but obviously the story, I just love the story. We were just talking about stars and how people are stars in their own right, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's how it really came about.
All right. I'm going to introduce our next guest, and I'm going to ask you to just please stay put, do not move.
Okay, cool.
Because at some point we're going to try and do something together.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Find out who I'm hanging out with next on the other side of this.
Ah, yes. Zala Emma Felafa, Atlex got Nortena Gadi Teleta, Wongo Bozi, Chip Tagadi Tabeta, Wabala Balon Levetore Raukileta, Wild is so, Wild Tanatabata di Bosso, Saratella Machnoso, Baholo Bar, Nekeba Office Adito, Banyana Bar, Haneke Reki Sadito, Keramut, Kurate Tabata Mucho, Toriketa, Kinyaka Lamboroto. How? Gante ke solo so. Wale loa, wale pela kardi polo ho. Modi kone, molo mo whisky milango longo. Rara ras tarta mare bo tselo ke skoroko. He ho tat mare re ta fi. Chala basari re sa spana re ta chi. Rzama life mare troko ya rpi.
I'm not a jailbird, but baby, really numb. Yeah, la, Kaliski, Ritol Pignale, Bafuet, Kalis Cindy, Cheese Boy. Eba, we get a taran crook, Naleba Fuet are fix, Reza Takan took. Baby, baby, Ongasad, Sudi Kamduz, Torestok, Enve, Donatown Tooth, Kelenor, Skilly Sankuka, Otaleman, Skimis Kantuta, Kale Kelekot. Since Fantuka, Kalaga Flow Tasa, Piano and Shusha.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Sure.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Chess.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book. Or at the Wantas Book. Or at the Wantas Book. Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Sure.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Chess.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book. Or at the Wantas Book. Or at the Wantas Book.
Mami Lodi Banzeva. Vitori Banzeva, Sochangu Banzeva, hey, Atejvili Banzeva, Soweto Banzeva, Dubane Banzeva, hey, Moktana Banzeva, Khaburone Banzeva, Lusaka Banzeva, Bulawayo Banzeva, Maseru Banzeva, hey, Afrika Banzeva.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Sure.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Yes.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book. Or at the Wantas Book. Or at the Wantas Book. Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Sure.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book.
Yes.
Let's pull up over at the Wantas Book. Or at the
musical blacklist. This is Spooko. Name of the track and his life in the studio with us, and none of my producers can believe it. So it's very ironic that the song we just played is called Spooko. For those who don't know what Spooko is, it's a ghost. So so it's highly ironic. Dude, welcome to the studio, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Clearly life is very good. The checks are being signed. You're very busy. You know, I mean, why else would you turn us down?
You know, 10 times? Like, you know, it happens that sometimes I get like triple booked, and then I find out at like the last minute that I have to be on Cliff Central. So I have to honor the ones that I agreed to first. So people agree to things before letting me know, you know. So at least this brother right here called me like,
yeah, thank you, Drastic.
2 weeks before, like, yo, okay, cool, keep doing.
All right, let me just introduce Drastic. You do a lot of production with Black Les.
Yeah, I've actually had the privilege of basically, you know, Les came to me and said he needed to do this project, his album, second album.
Yeah.
And he needed a place that he could really trust and ensure that he could, you know, get the quality sound, the type of production, and follow through with a product that basically people would, you know, appreciate.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started working and we got together, and it was just great. I mean, the synergies were just intense, because every day we went in and we just knocked it out, man. It's like the music was just, it was just flowing, you know. And I think those are things that are very important when you're working with someone, is like to find a way in which you guys can actually do connect, things that, yeah, that connect, you know, not just about, he told me, I don't want you know, I don't want an engineer, I don't want a beat maker, I need someone who's going to assist me to see my vision.
Nice.
And for me, really, it was just that I was just taking his vision and looking at it and saying, I see where you're going, I see what you need to do, and we kind of just vibed off of that, and we just kind of did things that made sure, ensured that the end product was tight.
Nice one. All right, now, Black Les.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you a little story. I'm from Botswana.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah, he did put, yeah, me on. So put me on, yeah.
I remember at some point on Facebook Botswana,
yes, sir,
A thread, somebody started a thread, and they were just talking about rappers in general, particularly from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that was very obvious within that thread, everybody kept on talking about how they felt you're underrated as an MC, and you're one of the dopest MCs. I saw about 8 guys at the same time, and you know, they had no doubts in their minds. They were all saying he's underrated, but he's a dope MC.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you come across?
If I had like $10 for every time I heard that, man, I wouldn't be here. I'd be sitting on a hill.
Everybody talks about how underrated, yeah, you are.
Yeah. Look.
Why is that, though? Why is that? Why is that you are underrated, you feel?
I think our industry as a whole is very, let me not try and be insulting.
One dimensional?
I was going to say childish. Childish in terms of the media, because there's a lot of the time, it's not about the music. It's about the hype, the connections, who you know, instead of what you can do and what you know. But I sort of managed to box myself out of situations that could have limited me as a brand, because I get onto like the big shows,
yeah,
with the artists that are like considered huge, and I rock. I mean, the beginning of the year, late last year, I mean, I got on like straight after Black Coffee at a gig. It was huge, and I completely obliterated. So the people, as long as the music gets to the people, they're not fooled. But there's just this whole thing happening where you see the same artists on the same platforms over and over and over.
Yeah.
So we're looking to change that. We're not looking to complain about it. We're okay. Looking to change that. I mean, with the album that I think I dropped, one of the most definitive albums of this era, you know, A Broken Man's Dream. The music there, you know, Nina Simone says it's an artist's responsibility to reflect the times, and I think my album does that, mainstream or otherwise. So we're not going to complain about being underrated. I don't even want to acknowledge it. Yeah, I hear it so much. I see it on social
media. You don't
want
it to define.
Yeah, it might start becoming a thing. Like, yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah.
That's the underrated guy. I even tweeted the other day, like, you guys be like, yo, Black Les is such a dope MC. He's a lyricist. Like, you know, I saw a girl say that, and I knew the girl. Like, yo, this guy's such a lyricist. I'm like, she knows nothing about lyricism. She sees that. Yeah. That's what's happening. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's his thing. You know what I'm saying? I said, you guys don't listen to the music. As if Scoop says, Black Les is a dope lyricist, that's a thing.
Yeah.
You haven't even taken time to really scrutinize.
Nice one. We also have Hussein in the studio.
Peace.
He's distracted.
You are distracted. Why are you distracted? Oh, yeah, I know. Mauritian.
It's very warm in the studio.
Yes. It has nothing to do with me. Everything to do with her.
It's so warm, my hand is sweating and my wedding ring is falling off.
Ooh. Gentlemen, one of the things that we do here in the studio, you know, I'm not going to have dope MCs and a dope producer. My gosh. In the studio and just not have a bit of fun with them. We also have Mauritian, who's just still chilling with us here and
just hanging out
without even doing anything. Rings are falling off. So gentlemen, I've got a beat here.
Are you gonna set it off, Hussein?
Yeah, let's go. You guys do what you want with it.
Wow, okay, nice.
Might have to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah,
Okay.
Is profanity legal?
Yeah. It's Cliff Central. It's Gareth right. Cliff, you know
what nice. I mean? Check. Push the motherfucking nine in your face, nigga, get out of my space. What's the matter with these rhymes today? Busted fucked up, chitter chatter, trying to get paid. Push your luck and get stuck up right on the stage. Push the motherfucking haze out the door for the OG gangster. Two pull pass and y'all be thankful. I push a lot of weight, nigga, but it's just a sample. Rush in and out of state like a campaign man do. Woo. I must be better than average. Cheddar be having me spaz and push my democratic rap shit demographically. All y'all niggas is ass to me. So how the fuck a tofu lover having beef, pushing my temperature high up enough to injure you. You gotta be a simpleton. My gok speak like a Dominican. On a block in Harlem, hustling hammer. Niggas for my sergeants and veterans.
Okay, I can take it from there. How am I gonna come after that? Oh, by the way, that's a real American accent. He's an American. Coming here trying to. All right, let's go. White blank page, sprinkle a little black on it. Treat the beat like a fat ass. Man, I smash on it, ski started. We ain't trying to hear your sad story. God got plans for me, that's why you took a chance on me. I need to train my mind to stay off the choo-choos. Before I ride it, I eat the kitty like couscous. Got a screw loose, soak it, scheme up with screw food. But before, vuzu le seho, we never knew you. Yeah, warin san, tebet san tatao. Ang sheba ari, please, let's go pas kan tapao. We baking in the kitchen, we need dough. My daughter needs some new clothes. Her daddy needs some new hoes. Hey, what up, bro? You know how the game goes. I got new chains on. I love being Django. All right, we can keep it there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Dress this up.
What did you think? What did you think, Mauritian? You loved it?
Yes, I did. All right. All I'm going to say for now.
All right, now let's talk about this project you gentlemen have been working on. The new album, A Broken Man's Dream. Is it out already?
Yeah, it's in stores. I mean, yo, we're doing so well, man. Like, we've been running out in stores and they have to, like, keep ordering. And it's funny because the distributor was, like, iffy in the beginning. Like, hey, we don't know. And then immediately when we dropped, like, we were number two on iTunes. Like,
nice.
A hopeful month. And, you know, and when they put it in stores, it was just flying off. So, yeah, I mean, we have to let the music speak most of the time. Cause, yeah.
What's the backstory here at Broken Man's Dream?
Ah, man. You don't know what I've been through, man. This brother here knows, like, the past 2 years have been, like, the most difficult of my life. Like, 2013, I lost my mom to cancer. A month later, I lost my grandma. Those, like, were the two closest people to me.
Shame, man.
And I've got this burden for people. Like, this burden for people. People who are struggling. I identify with people who are in need of inspiration. So I saw that around me the whole time. I mean, we chilled on the phone for an hour or so before we recorded the album. And I said, listen, this is the kind of album I want to record.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I see it. But how you do it and what you do, how you present it to the public is going to be important. So, it's not just about Black Les, a broken person. It's a more inspirational album than it is a defeatist album. It's inspirational and aspirational, where you want to inspire and motivate people, the kids, like, yo, this is where we're going. So I'm not complaining the whole time on the album. I'm sort of like just moving forward.
The album is dope. I flew up from Cape Town to come to the launch. Yeah. It was in Sandton. It was dope. I was very impressed.
Why do you think there's space in the business today or in the industry today for an album such as yours?
Yeah, well, it's ironic because South Africans take a lot of their blueprint from Americans. Like, you see a lot of the young thug stuff, the future stuff happening in the country, right? And people want you to do that kind of thing. Yet you see the same people hailing Kendrick Lamar as a genius. Yeah. Like, yo, Kendrick Lamar.
But to be fair, Americans took a lot of their swag from Africa.
Yeah. Right, right.
To be
right,
fair.
Right. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, right,
percussion,
right, right.
Yeah. Rhythms, yeah. You know, prose, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, like, but I'm saying that now mm-hmm. people will go on about, people who I've sat down with, they're like, yo, you need to make your music this way. You see the same guy saying, Kendrick Lamar. Oh, Kendrick Lamar. I'm like, yo, but I'm not a future. I'm in that mold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yet
yeah.
that you want an artist that'll repeat the same thing over and over. And we can't all be the same. It's like everybody can, we can coexist. Yeah. I'm this kind of artist. It's just like when you walk into a store, you choose different brands of lotion or whatever it is. You some have iPhones, some have Samsungs, different types of artists. And I feel like there should be space. I don't know if there is. I think we're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there slowly. It's slow. I mean, I'm building a legacy. So I think by the time, you know, God calls time on me, I would have had a very strong legacy. So it's not going to happen overnight. I understand because of the mold of artist. I'm intense. And sometimes people don't want me to say some of the things because it's better to keep the kids dumbed down and not aware of what's happening around them.
Is there anything that worries you about the industry?
Oh, man. Like, I have a serious dislike for the way certain areas of our industry is run, because imagine if a doctor was going to decide that I'm not going to treat him, he's not my boy, I'm going to treat that guy. You know, point I'm trying to make is that if you get into a position, do your job. You were put on this earth to excel on at whatever it is that you're doing. Some of these people don't understand that they're killing the music.
Yeah.
You know, you're killing the music. If you're not putting on an artist that deserves it and you're putting on someone else, you're killing it for the kids that are coming up. You know, music is something that's supposed to just speak. I listen to artists that I don't know sometimes, like, oh, this is dope. He's not my boy. I don't have to drink with you or be at your party or whatever. Just let the music speak for itself. And I think a lot of the time the compilers are in bed with a lot of the guys, like, okay, I want to be at so-and-so's party. I want to get
in
here.
That's a very big bed.
Yeah. It's huge. Some of us refuse to get into it. I'm like, yo, I'll chill in here, you know, in the little bunker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, too many bed bugs.
Yeah, so, I mean, exactly.
Sleeper couch.
Yeah. That's why I say, I mean, just to not to go overboard, but you look at guys like Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, Tupac. Those are guys that have legacy. Amy Winehouse. You go on. People who decided that they were going to make music that's a certain way.
Yeah.
And I mean, those are the legacies. They're still alive because of their music. So I want to be that. You know what I mean?
All right. In the interest of time, we're going to get into a small little performance, an impromptu performance.
Oh, God.
Before I play one of the songs from the album. So yeah.
What kind of beat? Can we get something a little bit soft for her? You know what I mean?
You want something
like a little
soft
smooth
for her? Okay, so we'll try. Okay, we'll try to find something soft for her. Stand by. Don't move.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Central, 00C, 00C. We need a long cliff central. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. It's true, true. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neal on Cliff Central. Ready.
never been faced.
JDU has never been
a real old Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. A real old Cliff Central. Radio has never been faced.
JDU has never been
a real old Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC.
All right, so here's the deal. This is what, here's a beat that I think would be better suited for. It would accommodate.
It would have, but I don't have cans, no, so.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, just to explain.
What is this?
No. Let's go.
Okay, all right.
You're going to set it off, right?
Let's don't.
Set it off. All right. Let's go.
Closer to the mic. Okay, let's go.
You're going to set it off. Let's go. Just give me a little melody, something. And I come in right after you. Okay, all right, here we go.
Do you know? Oof. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you know?
I think I do.
Okay.
Let me not forget this. Okay. I'm too cool for lame dudes to ridicule. Yeah, I see them. They try to get at you. They mad because you said no. They ain't try to hear the truth. Me, I'm an expert on how to handle you. Had a lot of girls, you right. Yeah, I seen a few. Cause of the music, smash chicks that I never knew. Don't mean nothing, none of them were ever you. I've changed, I'm long lasting, I'm a forever dude. So do the right thing, Nyakrelatu, dance with me. Manye sao skelewu. And these rappers is mad, ke batela tu. Pa mina neskim sam, si amatela kuf.
I wanna dance with you.
Ah yes.
Anywhere. I wanna dance with you. Can we? Ooh. I wanna dance with you.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I wanna
baby girl.
Dance.
Shit. One of the finest black diamonds I have ever seen. Traveling in between reality and a dream. Stopped to say hi. Mine was so shy.
Yeah.
Goosebump beauty and I am so high. Coming down for a second to breathe. Get the collecting on my thoughts and she ready to leave. I wanna speak to her. Kick a rap, boom bap, throw a beat to her pretty smile. Got my mind wild playing Smee. And how the sun just shine like it's made for us. So divine, reminisce on our acquaintance. But if there was time, what line would I say to her? Don't be shy, this is why he created us.
Let's go. Keep going, baby.
Out of my weakness, I learned to fight. Out of the darkness,
okay.
Here comes the light.
Out
of my fear,
sure.
I learned to fight.
We were born to
Are
win.
Are you with me?
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah, we were born to win. So we work hard. Nothing comes easy. Gotta grind through the dirt part. I'm from a bad place. Pain is my birthmark. Let it not hurt you, even if it hurts ya. Around here, we live in hope till Jesus comes. We escape life through the sounds of the beating drum. The weak-minded wanna try me, but they stand down. Looking at my father saying, Poppy, I'm a man now. Looking at my father saying, Poppy, I'm a man now. So, I will never stand down.
Africa, the future, that ain't what they used to. Get it on my mobile, not on my computer.
Yeah.
What if I were to tell you that I told you when the truth come like Jesus on the wings of two angels over Jerusalem?
Ooh.
Flowing like the white Nile and the blue Nile converging in the cartoon that Sudan with Buffalo be splurging. Me and my family, black lesma.
Okay.
You know
okay.
What I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. The money never changed us. We not famous, so we don't have haters. It's all good if the girls never chase us. We don't care. Don't waste time trying to break us. The hood love us and we good with our neighbors. They got taste, so they say we got flavor. Are you the type that likes to talk but never say much? Always blame God for your bull but never pray enough? Use your head. Nah, not the one between your legs. Why? Cause your lack of focus gonna leave you dead. Look, if you like the bottom, we gonna leave you there. It's okay if you're at the top cause we gonna see you there. Lumumba with a little Kunta Kinte. Tell the master, give us free like Sinke. Life got a brother going through the pretend phase. My eyes look like I ain't sleep for 10 days.
All right, so sadly, wow. This is where we wrap it up for the day. Hussein, big shout out going out to you, man.
Big up. Pleasure nice. To be
you
here, man.
You brought it.
The squad, man. Happy to be here. Rocking with my homies.
Of course.
Thank you.
Very lovely stuff.
Put on the spot.
Very much so.
Yes.
I just like to be in my dark room and write. Okay.
And Drastic, sadly we are out of time, brother. I would have loved to have hung out with you guys like the entire hour, but I'm sure you guys have a lot to do as well. Are you going back into the studio now? What's happening this weekend?
We actually shooting a video.
Okay.
There's an international segment that we actually gonna be putting out. It's actually quite big because it's gonna be the part of a global movement. So when it launches, everybody's gonna know because it's there's a million followers behind this concept.
Nice one, mm-hmm. Blacklist.
Yes, sir.
Nice catching up with you, brother.
For sure.
Can you come back when the next single is out or when the video is ready?
I'm shooting a video for Spooku next week. I've got a big surprise for my fans where the Spooku video is concerned. Okay. Big surprise, big. It's massive.
Mm-hmm. All right, nice one, guys. We'll catch you on social media. Remember, everything you heard today will be available as a podcast. This is 30 minutes now.
You can't play that one, man.
Send me out of time. You see what happens when you come late. All right, so we out of here, man. This is Blue, Blackless. Go out there and get the album, A Broken Man's Dream.
Bounce. Bounce. Ah, yes. The money never made us. We not famous, so we don't have haters. It's all good if the girls never chase us. We don't care. Don't waste time trying to break us. The hood lovers and we good with our neighbors. They got taste, so they say we got flavor. Are you the type that likes to talk but never say much? Always blame God for your bull but never pray enough. Use your head, nah, not the one between your legs. Why? Cause your lack of focus gonna leave you dead. Look, if you like the bottom, we gonna leave you dead.
This is CliffCentral.com.